Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it when you see one of the leaders of the hashtag MeToo movement. It turns out she is paying off. What was then a 17-year-old boy who she allegedly had sex with in a hotel room. I mean, the story is, what is it, Asia Argento? And here's the story. She was, I think, the first woman. She was among the first two or three that accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. She reportedly has agreed to $380,000 payment to actor and musician Jimmy Bennett, who claimed that she sexually assaulted him in a California hotel room in 2013 when he was 17. And that's according to the New York Times. Times said that their report was based on correspondence between lawyers for Argento and Bennett that was sent anonymously to them, verified by people familiar with the case. Included with the documents was a selfie showing the partially nude couple in bed, dated May of 2013. Bennett was only 17. Argento was 37. There is no good actors in this whole hashtag MeToo thing. This is not one of those uplifting stories that you say, you know, it makes me feel good to be an American. There just aren't any. Bennett's lawyer, the kid, the 17-year-old kid, filed a notice of intent demanding $2.5 million in damages in November, 1 month after Argento, the longtime girlfriend of the late Anthony Bourdain, and 12 other women publicly accused Harvey Weinstein of rape. The notice claimed that Argento's sexual battery of Bennett left him with lasting emotional trauma that rendered him unable to make a living. And that's I guess, where they got the $3.5 million in damages that they were seeking. Now, this is the way it, you want the sordid detail? I'll give you the sordid details if you want. In 2013, at the age of 17, he was visiting Argento's California hotel room when she convinced a relative to leave them alone. The Times reported, citing the documents. She then plied him with alcohol, sexually assaulted him. It's alleged in the filing. No word whether this was consensual, whether she forced herself on him. That, I guess, we would find out in discovery. But there are no good players in this whole hashtag MeToo thing. And here's a guy that it was 17 years old. Lawyers for both Argento and Bennett agreed to a deal in which Argento would pay him $380,000 over a year and a half, beginning last April. Neither Argento, who lives in Rome, nor Bennett commented on the Times report. That's hashtag Me Too. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, Rod Stewart's song, Some Guys Have All the Luck.
Yeah.
We were born in the wrong time. Are you kidding me? A 17-year-old that is 4 to 6 years past puberty. I saw a picture of her. She was at least an 8 out of 10. Some guys have all... this is unbelievable. You're 17, you get laid, and you cash in at almost four-tenths of $1 million? Kevin, I leave you... We were born in the wrong day, pal.
I know. Only... this reminds me of Don King. Only in America. And it's... No. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there are 17-year-old boys, soon to be men, that would fantasize about something like that. And then to be able to collect $380,000 paid out over a couple of years. And let's see, if he was in 2013, so add 5, so he would be 22 years old, and he apparently is collecting this money, $380,000 over a year and a half. So it began last April. Okay. And that means you'll collect for probably another year. Way to go. Way to go. What does it say about the hashtag MeToo movement? That it is full of hypocrisy. Now, and by the way, please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. There are cases where men have tried to use their power to, use sex as leverage. Hey, you want to get this plum role in this new film I'm producing? Says Harvey Weinstein. Well, then sleep with me. Now, what I say is, as many women had said no, I'll bet you there's an equal amount or nearly an equal amount that said yes. Some who are today stars in Hollywood. But they're not going to say anything. Hashtag Me Too. Is it damaged by something like this? Asia Argento, accused of paying hush money to silence sexual assault allegations. Looks like the cat's out of the bag, I would say. I wonder if the payments continue. Will the payments continue? And now that all of us know what's going on? Maybe that's what we need. Whenever we do these non-disclosure agreements, these NDAs. Maybe what we ought to do is say you can have non-disclosure agreements, but they have to be transparent, which kind of defeats the purpose of non-disclosure agreements. Non-disclosure with disclosure. No, I'm just saying. Stick around. I'm going to open up our phone lines. And those of you that think this is much ado about nothing, call me. Those of you that think it's just another nail in the coffin of the hashtag MeToo movement. That this was one of the ringleaders. She was one of the first 12 that spoke out against Harvey Weinstein. How do you think this will play at a Harvey Weinstein trial? No, seriously. Ms. Argento, you claim that that you're part of this hashtag MeToo movement. Isn't it true that you are still paying off Jimmy Bennett to the tune of $380,000 over a year and a half? Isn't that true, Ms. Argento? Yeah, I can see the cross-examination right now. My name is Kevin. Oh, by the way, you want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food. you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Is the number one rated weekend talk show. She is Judge Jeanine. And let's go to cut six. Because the one thing I love about Judge Jeanine, and I've never met her, I don't, I interviewed her. She was the one that had just been called out. Remember, she was just been called out on The View. And she literally was I mean, you could tell in her voice she was shaking. She got into a shouting match with Whoopi Goldberg off air. Whoopi was telling her to get the F out of here and get out of my effing studio, and it was ugly. But the one thing I love about her, she is tough as nails. She can take it as much as she can give it. But I like it when she called out Robert Mueller over the weekend. And I want you to listen to the correlation between Robert Mueller and a mob cleaner. A cleaner. Here is Judge Jeanine this weekend on Fox News Channel.
When things go terribly wrong and a crime scene cleanup is needed, the mafia calls in the cleaner. The one who disposes of the body after the hit or covers up the evidence after the crime. Now, in the movie Pulp Fiction, the cleaner brought in to dispose of the corpse is Harvey Keitel. When covert missions go wrong, the government calls in its own cleaner. And when things go terribly wrong for the Democrats, they don't just call in a cleaner to get the job done. They call in someone who's been in the cleanup business for a long time. They call in the serial cleaner, former FBI director and now special counsel Bob Mueller. Now, the latest details this week of a continuing cover-up by the Trump-hating deep state, as if we needed further proof that Donald Trump was being framed, was evidence that Bruce Ohr, the fourth highest ranking DOJ official, backchanneled forbidden information to the Department of Justice. So after Christopher Steele is terminated by the FBI, or ignores his own rules of his department, and he meets with Steele to peddle his fraudulent dossier to justice, the intent? Clearly, to tee up a special counsel investigation. And the amazing thing is that Bruce Ohr had absolutely nothing to do with Trump-Russia collusion investigation. Yet after Donald Trump gets elected, he inserts himself into Trump-Russia to get Steele in on the Mueller team. Bob, aren't you embarrassed by this whole fiasco around you? You actually have a 70-year-old man, Paul Manafort, put in solitary confinement 23 hours a day on a 2007 tax case having nothing to do with Donald Trump or Russia collusion because you're trying to get him to rat on the president of the United States. And you're panicking now, Bob, because Donald Trump's legal team doesn't want him to talk to your team of Trump haters. I mean, come on. So here we have Bruce Ohr, who's not just violating the law. He's not even disclosing his wife is working for the agency, paying for the dossier. Bob, are you stupid? but your credentials as a government serial cleaner are really good. They're etched in the record.
Yeah. I don't know who writes those, if she writes those herself, but I love her. Her opening monologues are something to behold. Now, Leon Panetta. I'm going to try and get to this very quickly. Leon Panetta, the former CIA director, was on with Margaret Brennan on This Week and disagrees with the president pulling those security clearances. This is cut number 8. Leon Panetta yesterday on This Week.
Security clearances are critical to our national security. And decisions regarding security clearances ought to be based on national security issues. Our concern now is that security clearances are going to be used as a political tool to go after people that the president doesn't agree with or issues that the president may not agree with. And we think that undermines the importance of security clearances, particularly when it comes to national security.
The White House has said that there are at least 9 others that are under review in terms of potentially having their security clearances revoked. It is the president's prerogative to be able to do this. Should it remain that way?
Well, the president obviously has power with regards to security clearances. But his power is also limited by an executive order that makes very clear that when it comes to the revocation of a security clearance, that it has to be based on national security issues, not the politics of somebody, not what that person has said, not how they dress, not how they look, but based on national security issues. This president is now going after people, and the indication that I saw is that he's going to provide these names to the press office to use this issue when it's a bad news day so that it can cover that particular news story. I think that's a real misuse of not only security clearances, I think it's a misuse of the office of the presidency.
That's Leon Panetta, the former CIA director. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone, check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. I love this product. If I were a cat, I'd really love it. Coming up, a guy that's gone a little wacko since leaving Fox News. He was one of the biggest critics of the previous administration. Now all of a sudden he's turning on Donald Trump, and I'll let you hear him turn on his former employer. I mean, these guys make upwards of $350,000. Unbelievable. Colonel Ralph Peters turning on Fox News and the president. That's next, Live and Local Now.
And 90, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. A great article in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal. Megan Delaney did a story on the Clark County School District, but more importantly, the Teachers Union, which has put out a paper, a new report, 22 pages in length, in which it is advocating for legislation In 2019, the new legislature, to vote on giving school districts the opportunity to raise more money by essentially raising their own taxes. This is nuts. Do you, let me just ask you, by a show of hands, and if you're driving, give me a nod of the head. How many of you think we need to give education more money? And by the way, this is after we voted $650 million in new revenue, the so-called commerce tax, going to schools. How many of you think we should raise more money for school districts? Can I tell you something? This is why, it's just another example of why these assembly and state senate races, even though they don't get a lot of publicity, we're going to give them a lot of publicity on this show, statewide. But this is why they don't get as much notoriety as they should. And if you'll notice during the primary campaign, we did a lot on some of the assembly races. And we're going to do the same thing when it comes to the general election. You'll notice after Labor Day that our coverage will ramp up, if you will. But they honestly believe that they should get more money. It's a 22-page report. From the created by the who is this Clark County Education Association. We believe, this is from the report, we believe that local funding should come with strong accountability measures to ensure new revenue is spent on proven intervention strategies to advance student achievement. What the hell does that mean? And we believe Nevada students can't wait for a lengthy and expensive overhaul of the Nevada plan. So what they want to do is create an opportunity for local districts to raise taxes for their own education. Does that make sense to you? I thought we just gave education like $650 million in new taxes. Thanks to our friends with the margins tax. Yeah. Or the commerce tax, or whatever you want to call it. No, seriously. And now they want to throw more money at education. Look at what throwing money out there for education. Look what it has done. This is another reason why these races, these assembly races, a lot of people don't even think about them until the last few days before they go and vote. Hey, who should I vote for? Should I vote for the Republican or the Democrat or the Independent or the Libertarian or none of the above or who should I vote for? I get people that text me. Friends that say, I don't know who to vote for. It's called do your homework. And therein lies the problem, that if Democrats continue to control, or if they increase their control over the state assembly or the state senate, this is going to become reality. This 22-page report will become law. The idea of raising more taxes, they love it. Well, this program is here and is going to defend our freedom. And we're going to be calling out members of the other party. And at town hall meetings, I urge you to ask your potential members of the legislature, do you support this 22-page report from the Clark County Education Association?
Do you support the idea of allowing school districts to raise their own money, to raise your taxes? To hell with the state. State can send as much money as they want, but we're going to have our own taxes. Is that really what you want? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to ask you one basic question, and I don't need a long dissertation, but I want to find out from you. Do we need to raise more money for education, or do we need to more wisely spend the money we already raise in taxes for education? Is that really what we need? It's my contention that we spend gazillions of dollars on education, and we're still dead last in so many categories. We are dead last. We are at the bottom. You tell me. You tell me if we need to be spending more money on education, or do we just need to spend the money that we have more wisely? I choose the latter. I think we need to spend the money that we have, and we need to do like every family does. Yeah, it'd be great if we could all afford a trip to Disneyland for the summer vacation. But a lot of us don't have that money. We have to prioritize. We got to put braces on the kids. We got to do back to school shopping. We got to do all of that. But yet the school district, for some unexplained reason, feels like it's a bottomless pit. That's why these elections on November 6th are going to be so vitally important. And that's why we are going to do our darndest to make sure that you are educated, that you don't have to be texting me late in the game, hey, who should I vote for in, Assembly District 36 or 37? To which my answer would be Dennis Hoff, and in 37 would be Jim Marchant. But you don't have you won't have to do that. You won't have to do that. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? I've got two lines open. You can sneak in right now. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Go to Victor in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Kevin. Quick question. I heard a figure that 40% of the school budget is spent on administration. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's administration. It might be in labor costs.
Well, I heard a figure, and I haven't looked it up for myself to verify, but I was under the impression that about 60% is labor and teachers, and about 40% roughly is administration. And if that's the case, I don't know if it's the case or not. I want to sound like a fool, but if that is the case, my suggestion would be, since 40% is obviously very top heavy, you can cut the administration expense in half, either through layoffs or pay cuts or a combination of both. And then you could give it all the teachers a 10% raise, and you'd still save 10%.
Well, but but they're already doing that. They had a $60 million shortfall that is a result of a possible court judgment against the district. And so they've had to make somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 million in cuts just in the last few months. And it's a good bet that a lot of that is labor. The big question has always been, and again, this is not a small school district. This is the fifth largest school district in the nation. Not in the state, not in the West, in the nation. Fifth largest. That's what we're dealing with. More of your calls coming up on the other side. We're talking about this whole notion that we don't spend enough on education, that we need more money for education. Do you believe that? And by the way, this falls in line with those of you that believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. And by the way, if there are any kids listening, they're real. They really are. No, but this goes back to that thing of, if you believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus, you believe that when we spend more money on education, we won't any longer be 50th or 49th or 48th in the nation. That we'll be up there with the really smart kids. Does anybody really believe that? Or in 5 years after we've added money from the commerce tax, we've added money to education, through lotteries and different things, that all of a sudden we'll be saying, see, we told you all it took was more money. How many of you honestly believe that? Call me. Call me if you do. 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. How many of you believe in the big lie? Spend more money on education, we'll get more bang for the buck. We'll see what you think coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morninginnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now in, Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Now, you want to save even more money? You can do that. You want to save real? No, I'm serious. You want to save more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a client. So is Wayne Allen Root. All you can do is just use your smartphone. Do it right now. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. It will answer all your questions, and you can sign up. It's that easy. Realwaterhomedelivery.com. Try it. You'll love it. To your phone calls we go. Let's go to Frank. Frank is listening in Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, Fred. What's up, man?
I just wanted to contribute to the conversation as a former teacher in the Clark County School District. I left the district a number of years ago based on the respect that teachers don't get from pretty much anybody in this city. But contributing comment, school board, you've had the same people for years.
Oh, yeah.
I fly into the airport. I see a big picture of one of the school board members apparently reading to a child, which I don't know how much time they actually spend with children, but they seem to have a large concentration of power, and they've been in their positions for a long time. So I think somebody should, from the public, start to question why they are there for so long, why the public doesn't have any input on how they're there. Maybe there should be term limits for school board members. Also, what about the marijuana tax, where apparently there was millions and millions and millions of dollars that were supposed to go to teacher salaries, because that is the number one indicator of how your district's going to do. It's, you can have six administrators at one school, you can have six in one district, but you've got to have great teachers, and it needs to be a competition to get into that school district. Right now we're hiring teachers from the Philippines who are limited English proficiency to teach our special education children. Look into it if you don't know that's true. We have a shortage of teachers because to work in this school district. But let me just say one more thing, and then I'll let you go. Where did that money go? Apparently the marijuana tax money went into some kind of fund, which nobody can touch, and apparently it's for school construction if needed. So let me ask you this. So we're just going to wait until schools need some fix-ups, give it all to the construction crews who are heavily funded by unions and heavily backed by unions, very politicized. And who gets, excuse my language, screwed in the end? Teachers, again.
Yeah.
So that's my contribution, and thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Now, there's a guy that's a former teacher and actually left because of the lack of respect. And I'm betting it's not just from the school board or from administration, but it's from the kids as well. And I hear horror stories all the time of discipline problems. You know, and the teachers are just there trying to do their job. And sometimes they don't get a lot of respect. Mike, you're next and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
There it is. That last call hit it. Respect the teachers, get teachers' aides in there. You know, I find it interesting. You Republicans never complain about infinite profits, do you? Always about spending for education. Why don't you people wake up? How much gambling money and gambling profits and sports profits? No complaint about what they do. Well, there's a two-way street here. You make profits, you have to put it back. But as long as, you know, what has Edelson done with his billions? What, is he bringing the Raiders here, a bunch of bums? That's what we need? You support that? You support the stinking hockey? We need free college for a couple of years.
The stinking hockey has brought more notoriety to our community and money.
Yeah.
And by the way, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights had to come up with $500 million just to join the club.
Who cares about it? It's superficial sports that you're interested in, superficial gambling, plenty of disposable income for gambling and sports. What about education? Yes, I'm one of the idiots who believes we have to put more money, more intellectual and sociological resources into the education of our kids, including free college. Sports over alles. Okay, that's what you're interested
okay,
in.
Okay, isn't okay, okay. Now, hold on. Okay. So I'm going to give you the test I give everybody that I ever run into that we
Where's
argue this.
Where
does
it come from?
No. Doesn't matter to me where it comes from. Tell me how much. Do we need 100? Do we need 100 million more? Do we need?
You know, Kevin.
We're done. We gave
okay.
Mike in Reno wanted us to give another 100 million. We did that, and now we're going to watch the test scores go up, the graduation rates go up. We're going to watch all of that. Tell me when I can be assured we're going to get results and we're going to get out of 50th place.
I can't get into the weeds. I'm not an administrator. You want people who work a job and two jobs.
Tell me how it. Tell me. I want to buy what you're selling. I want to buy success.
Okay.
You tell me what that's going to cost.
Let me answer you this way. Instead of you selling advertising and TV selling advertising, put all these candidates on there for free. Instead of your money that you get, have them explain their position to the public on television, on radio. Have a special gubernatorial council to evaluate this, publicly seen. And let's get to the detail. I can't get into the weeds, but to say, you know, we shouldn't spend more while we spend more for superficial things in this country, like 30 kinds of dog food and sports.
Nah, but you know what, though? And I apologize for having to cut you short, but we're running to the end of the hour. Megan Barth will talk about this. Somebody give me a figure. How much money do we need to be spending on? How much more money do we need to be spending on education? Is it 100 million more, 200 million, 300 million more? We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.